In mid-March, our compañero Boca Floja, a hip-hop artist and poet from Mexico City, visited us in Oakland for an event with Radio Autonomía at the Holdout Social Center. The event was titled De Diáspora, Colonia, Melanina y Otras Rimas, Race Relations in Latin America and Counter-Hegemonic Cultural Production. The event featured a presentation by Oakland researcher Jorge González on the politics of Afro-Mexican identity, as well as a spoken word set by Boca Floja and surprise guest Cambio, an MC from Watsonville. What follows are excerpts from Boca Floja's presentation.
I just want to share a couple of words, just like a brief introduction. So my name is Boca Floja. I'm a poet. I'm an MC organizer. I was born in Mexico City, now living in New York. I'm part of one of the first generations of hip-hop artists in Mexico City. And I'm the founder of a collective called Quilombo Arte. As Jorge mentioned, Quilombos was the name that, during the colonial times, the name that was used for to name the maroon communities that existed in the colonial time, escaping from the system and kind of like negotiating, forming autonomous communities. So in Mexico the name was Mocambos. In Colombia they used Palenque. So we're trying to use that image in order to reivindicate certain elements nowadays. So when we talk about race in Mexico, it's really problematic because there's no room at all for blackness, you know. And also, of course, I mean, we are more familiar with the indigenous experience, but even that element, we all know it's hundreds of years of oppression and marginalized. It's not a mystery that the wealthy people in Mexico is basically white Mexicans. You know, it's not a mystery, and that is because after independence, when everybody was like celebrating this whole idea of Mexico was a free country, and Mexico being an independent country from Spain, we passed from being colonized by Spain to have a new model of internal colonialism, where the direct descendants of the Spanish conquistadores were now in the positions of power, right? So they molded the whole idea of Mexico as a nation under their convenience. So till today, that is like super problematic because one of the main strategies that they use in order to keep us oppressed and totally subordinated is the fact that they created this image called the raza cósmica, right? Where they say that Mexicans are made of every race. Like, it's like a huge melting pot where everybody's kind of like a little bit of something, right? So that was like a really powerful strategy to avoid the race discussion, because they say like, well, it's not possible to have racism in a place where everybody is basically the same, right? But we know that that's totally a myth. That is not true at all, because I don't know if you're familiar with Mexico, if you ever been there, but that's totally different. That whole colonial process affected our psyche really powerful. That's kind of like the route that I'm trying to do with my work, trying to put all these elements together and trying to build like a new agenda in order to have the right not only to express a process of self-determination, but a process of self-denomination. I consider myself of African descent and indigenous descent. So based on my own experience, I'm trying to use the power of hip-hop music, or the power of poetry, or the access that I have to speak to the youth and be heard, to bring this type of topics to the table, because I consider it is really relevant. And now that I'm living here in the United States, when I see in several communities the constant conflict between black and brown communities, I wonder if we as Mexican people, whatever that means, would be more aware of where we're coming from. Probably we won't be seeing the black people or black people from the United States as the other, as something that is totally detached and totally different from us, you know? Because that's what the Porfiriato helped to build, you know, this idea that Mexicans got nothing to do with this other strange being that is too far away from us. So that is like one of the reasons why there's a lot of conflicts, and it goes back like to the colonial times. I'm sure Jorge is aware of that situation, that in some cases, like the way that the conquistadores worked was they used the some of the black slaves as capataces of the indigenous ones. So that on your psyche, that thing is pretty problematic, because from way back you were seeing the other as your enemy, right? So it's pretty complex. So what I do mostly is trying to express all these topics as through poetry, right? So I'm gonna share a couple of pieces that navigate along these topics, the racial element, the African element with the Mexican context, and also all the other situations that come after this colonial process, you know? Because there's another important point. In Mexico, as in several places in Latin America, even the leftist movements are not really comfortable to debate or talk about these issues, because they want to center the whole discussion in class struggle. They don't wanna go to the racial element, because it's still uncomfortable, you know. It's still like compromising a lot of values than even the leftist movements are representing. So, in that sense, I wanna put that in the table too, because I truly believe a lot of social issues, or the big majority of issues, are totally connected with the colonial history, and race is the origin of a lot of these processes that are developing into inequities at a social level, economical level. So I'm gonna start sharing a couple of pieces. This one's called Sopa de Letras, which means alphabet soup. So yeah, I'm gonna share a couple of pieces, and then we'll go from there. If you wanna, we're gonna open the dialogue, and we can discuss, and we're gonna bring back Jorge just to talk about a couple of this relevant issue. So this one's called Sopa de Letras, and it says something like this. ¿Quién será el primero en atreverse a recitar las palabras mágicas? La formulación irrefrenable del cómo, cuándo y dónde proceder con el incierto a cuestas. ¿Quién deconstruye al criollo en esta república ignominiosa? Ser ciudadano es diferente a ser ciudadanizado. Abro paréntesis. Isabel la Católica no ha muerto. Vive en cada manifiesto del White Savior. matándonos suave, extracción sin dolor, anestesia. Comprar y leer una monografía hechiza era mi tarea como cultivación del amor patrio en la escuela primaria. Comprar y leer su monocultura alineada como nulificación del empoderamiento es una muerte anunciada. Autodefensa es una necesidad primaria. ¿Qué más terrorífico que la fabricación de los niños héroes? Hoy navegando entre 100,000 muertos enrollados con la bandera honrosa durante los 6 años de reinado de Don Felipe. Máxime, si es que los prietos se sublevan. Máximo, si es que la cuenta maniquea. Maximiliano en Habsburgo regodea. Y aquí, brincando como un nuevo ejercicio para salvarnos del terrorismo mediático corta piernas. Frustrar toda posibilidad de conexión entre Tabasco y Cochabamba. Repito, frustrar toda posibilidad de conexión entre Tabasco y Cochabamba. Grupo Carso informa, el marcador en el zócalo de la Ciudad de México. Plutocracia 1, el resto nada y no es ninguno. Repito, plutocracia 1, el resto nada y no es ninguno. Este es el 2045 y la caricatura sigue intacta. De mulato con india y guaralobo, de coyote con indio chamizo, de español y africano zambaibo, jíbaro, china, tresalvo, cambujo, salta para atrás. Salto para atrás y se desdibuja el astral prometido. Las notas de Jaime Nunoa a mí jamás me han podido. El humor es síntoma perspicaz de una conducta determinada. Aportar con la risa sería ser cómplice de mi propio abuso. Hartazgo al borde de la violencia y la llegada sublime de un rumor que cobija. Disminución notoria de la apatía, sentimiento generalizado, apreciación táctil. ¿Es acaso un diagnóstico creado a base de un placebo previo? El suceso no salió en las fotos y estadísticas de la prensa. Esta es la movilización de la vergüenza digna. Abracemos el momento histórico y forcemos un acto de implosión controlado. Recojámonos en pedazos y armemos de nuevo esta gran sopa de letras con maña transgresiva. Cogiendo impulso, cogiendo impulso. Aquí cogiendo impulso hasta descojonarles la armonía jerárquica. Su melancolía blanca, su andanza criolla regresiva, su euforia aria, su tibieza gris mestiza. Con esta marioneta libertaria en una sopa de letras con swagger. Quiero hacer llover dinero para preñar tierra e imprimir pasaportes nuevos. Caducidad para este sueño cacofónico. ¿Quién será el primero en atreverse a recitar las tres palabras mágicas? Gracias. I'm gonna do another piece. This one is called Quilombo Mocambo, and it's about this whole process of the maroon societies. So it's basically questioning this official history of this place called Mexico. And it goes something like this. Fue la promesa libertaria, los galardones de la excusa necesaria, fue la emancipación imaginaria, la sombra del Borbón inalcanzable. Tengo derecho a cuestionar lo incuestionable porque a mí no se me eriza la piel con notas clásicas. Es lo sensible en mi piel de esta locura asintomática. Me falta práctica para ser el sumiso predilecto, colgarme los bigotes del pendejo y sumarme a los fervores del complejo. Muy poco efecto me surtió la catequesis. El porfiriato, los científicos, la raza cósmica y su tesis. Y el crucifijo es el meollo, y el cura criollo. Sigo cortando caña y dando nombres esclavistas sin decoro. Sigues viviendo prendado esperando el águila que indique tu tesoro. Quilombo, mocambo, en la nación del idiota me he refugiado en un quilombo, mocambo. En la nación del idiota me he refugiado en un quilombo, mocambo, quilombo, mocambo. Thank you. So, in this process of colonialism, and this is another diasporic process of Mexican people traveling, crossing the borders, or being caught up on the other side of the border when Mexico was California was Mexico, whatever. There's like this problematic colonial situation extends all over the physical frontiers, right? So another important element is how come the Mexicans in the United States relate to this whole process of being Mexican, because now we're on the other side of the country, and they probably Spanish is not their first language. So it is like the whole experience turns to be even more problematic and more complex, because it's even more confusing. So I wanna invite a really, really good friend of mine, part of my collective, or the same collective. Is a really good friend of mine, tremendous hip hop artist. His name is Cambio. Just to share a piece on this identity process, and I'll be back in a second. So you wanna come, Cambio?
Good. All right. How's everybody doing tonight? Hi, Magali, how you doing? I'm from the Central Valley in California. Is anybody familiar with the Central Valley? Right? There's a lot of small towns. I'm from Eastside, Bakersfield, Delano area, McFarland, all the small agricultural parts. It's actually where Cesar Chavez started his farm worker movement in Delano. So like he was saying, we met about 6 or 7 years ago, and he had heard some of the music that I had been working on, and the first album that I ever did was talking about my relationship with these borderlands, or these ideas of borderlands and growing up in the Central Valley. It wasn't like East LA or like a big city like Oakland. It's like a small little town, what I like to call, like, if New York is here, then like the South is here. That's like kind of very similar to how I see it and view it, right? So what is my relationship with that? And I've always kind of struggled with the identity, and traveling to Mexico, like, my Spanish is super whack, right? And I'm traveling with one of the artists that not only speaks Spanish, but it's like he's able to speak Spanish like on another type of level. And how do I get on stage, and how do I relate to the people? And it comes down to it that my biggest fan base is actually in Mexico. It's in Latin America. It's not even here in the U.S. Like, how does that happen? And so this poem, he asked me if I would come up tonight and just kind of share the experience. And we've been working, and we talk a lot about it on our travels. We're traveling, like, on the road, and we have this conversation over and over and over again, like, these ideas of borderlands that we have even within the U.S. And I shared with him my experience growing up. We did a show in Fresno. And we were driving around Fresno, and it was like empty house, boarded up house, Central Valley, right? Like boarded up house, desolate, driving through, no cultural centers, like nothing to do, like nothing. And so we started having this conversation, and he's always asked me, why don't you write something like about your experience and coming to like identity, and we have like these identity crises and stuff. I'm a teacher in Watsonville now, and I've been teaching for the last 7 years, working with young people and working with kids. And so we have these talks of identity all the time with young people. Predominantly, I work at a continuation high school. They don't, quote unquote, succeed in the normal high school, so they come to where we're at. We have smaller classrooms, and we have these identity talks. And you'd be surprised with a younger generation, like, we're learning a lot from each other during that process, right? We're learning a lot. And they speak like, we were having a conversation this morning, the Spanish is like super crazy, and they're helping me, and we work with each other. And when I talk to their parents, it's, you know, it's a good laughing point for both of us. But he's trying to work with me, and he's been trying to teach me for the last 6 years. So this is kind of like the story and my relationship with music, like my relationship with other artists. Like, how do I relate to other artists when I get on stage and I'm a quote-unquote Mexican Chicano rapper? Like, what am I supposed to talk about? Or how am I supposed to sound? How am I supposed to look? Right? How am I supposed to dress? How am I supposed to act? Right? I'm just supposed to be me. And have, like, my consciousness, like, kind of kick in, right? Anyways, I'll go ahead and get started on this. Sorry. All right, so it goes like this. And this is for a new song that I'm working on. So bear with me if I chop it up a little bit. So it goes like this. It says, my mama didn't raise us speaking Spanish, but it's not her fault. My pops didn't raise us watching soccer, it was basketball. Lakers on the television, Luther on the radio, never too much, never too much, how'd it go? But he was never at the crib, which he thought I did. If I made an NBA, he would love me then. I had my older brother's crowd looking up proud, rolling weed to sound, chronic bumping in the background. There was Kid Frost, now they feeling brown pride. Aztec shirts never cover how I heard a side. Why you act black? All the homies call me names, rocking jerseys by my favorite player, Penny Hardaway. Saving up all my ends, having to have the kicks. Part of a culture for the cultureless wandering kids. Couldn't tell you about my people's pyramids, but named Chicago starting five, even those who rode the bench. Traveled to the great western form, call it pilgrimage. Other kids, from other villages, language and experience, all imagining. Having making it, having money never broken, getting dated women known for modeling, shit. Back to reality, couldn't really be mad at me. Most of us never making an NBA salary. But I get the feeling of how this was purposely made to be. They brought the cross and the ball, then left us without identity. Now I'm in college. No hoops. No longer a point of view. Now I'm chilling on campus, no longer had any roots. I remember my brother was homeless while I'm in college, spending days in the library, yet he getting that knowledge. Schooling me on a world I honestly never knew. The first time I ever wanted to study would nothing do. From the Mayans to China, trading philosophies, honestly, Socrates had nothing on Dao Te Ching. I recall when my whole world changed. He gave me Dead Prez on cassette tape. So inspired, I later started a band. In Spanish, para la gente rocking and raging, we was a fan. Now we playing colleges, Oakland, LA, rallies, demonstrations, yeah, we making a name. Meeting different performers, and some of them super whack. More focused on what they're wearing than the fact they can't rap. Lost for so long, just looking to fitting in. Even taking a diss from them red diaper kids. Like I was trying to live an Edward James almost flick. As if my testimonial wasn't legit. But it was, expressing it through my song. That's when my brother from Mexico City came along. From the Central Valley down in Chiapas, we rocking stages. Now my biggest fan base doesn't even speak the language. But I know it's bigger than that. Matter of fact, I'm breaking borders only talked about in class. You ain't feeling this? You can kiss my ass. But if you are, thank you very much, fam. And this is for my people that's living in these borderlands. We hopping them like the cops is chasing us. Yeah. This is for my people that's living in borderlands. We're hopping them like the cops is chasing us. Yeah. Thank you.
For the complete audio of Jorge's presentation and Boca Floja's full set, check out our website, radioautonomia.wordpress.com.
Vamos, vamos, vamos matando un sueño blanco. Aquí la América se escribe con K. Quilombo arte. Cambio, dile.
Quilombo arte is in the house tonight. Yeah. And they call me Cambio. Boca. Now. Yo. Bobby Dylan wrote a track of assassination. America Everest calling it a pawn in the game. Now check the reference. Now tell me what it mean to you. Cause what it mean to me, it's about a legacy of white supremacy. From the Klansman to the Minuteman, from the Noosa Tree to the lock and key. I call it the evolution of laws and policies. Racism is classism when it accessorizes. And Frank ain't the only one whose people suffer genocide. Bobby Marley wrote a track, Buffalo soldiers headed west, fighting for the US. Segregated regiments, very clear to me whose destiny and how to manifest. Who the rich kids and whose kids is buzzing crips? Two jobs are the jobs lost or the health problems passed on. And you don't fit the description, pigs patrolling the block. And you don't fit the equation, problems they wanna solve. End up like the wife of Fred Hampton, the homies sing along. Una escalera de poder que remonta una dinastía. La izquierda tradicional se limita a la carestía. No quieren que el preto decida. Ya lo marginan a bailar la melodía preferida. Quieren poder dibujar una sociedad tutti frutti. Yo quiero a 27 en cada juta. Fela cuti. Para más que una protesta consensuada en parlo.
lamento. Para cuál de los barbados en vapor que marcan siempre el sotavento. El cuento te alimenta desde Grecia, peregrino. Te invita en un partido, luego un té, asesino. Maquila de algodones, sabores de platillo empaquetado en las prisiones. Te piden seas de casa, aquí no quieren cimarrones. América se escribe con K, tal cual damos la espalda a una reforma en su dinámica. Disparo a quemarropa en sueño blanco con capucha quebrantando su cerámica.